Blog Talk Radio.
Call all angels, call all angels, call all angels, ooh. Call all angels, call all angels, call all angels, ooh.
There's trouble in paradise.
Yeah, yeah.
My death has taken wing.
Oh, yeah.
There's trouble in paradise.
Yeah, yeah.
The birds will all sing. Some devil told my angel a lot of lies. And now my tears are falling.
Do you think we need an Emancipation Proclamation for tax slaves? Oh, my God. What's happening to us? I heard somebody on a talk show saying many moons ago, 17 days of your income went to taxes. Now it's one-third of your income goes to taxes. Oh, you got to work one-third of the year to pay your taxes. Yeah, and I also hear a football team has come out and gone Ferguson. Yeah, this is great. This is great. We now have business and industry are taking political positions on communist topics. This is really great. This is really going to bring us all together. You know, I have no respect for that football team. They're probably all a bunch of wife beaters or knockout artists. Yeah, it's really terrible, man. And give them a drug test. What? You want to lose the whole team? They won't be there next week. Yeah, well, they'll all be in, what do they call it, the red zone? Yeah, what is that, where they get their Johnny Jump Up shots? Unbelievable. Okay, so our subject tonight is, instead of talking division and divide and conquer, let us all come together and grow the nation economically, spiritually, and morally. When generals start to worry about the fate of a nation, you know we are in a takeover mode. Not by the military, but by the communists. You better start learning to say the word communist. When somebody says leftist, he means communist. You know who are leftists? Hugo Chavez, Fidel Castro, Che Guevara, Mao Zedong, Pol Pot. These are leftists. New York Times, who gave out the address of that cop and set him up to be murdered so they could sell more communist newspapers. Unbelievable. So, they don't like you to use the word communist. The word communist is banned. Communist is a forbidden word. And if they hear the word communist, they will label you a McCarthyite. They call themselves, the communists call themselves Democrats, liberals, teachers, business people, clergy, unions, peace organizations, Friends of the Worker, ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center, University of Communist California, Soviet Supreme Court, EPA, IRS, same-sex marriage, the LGBT community, lettuce, bacon, and tomato, any institution pretending to care, C-A-I-R, a woman's right to chop a children, the NAACP, the C stands for communist, used to stand for colored in the 50s, but then it was infiltrated and destroyed. Communist broadcasting systems, CBS, ABC, always be communist, NBC, communist news, nothing but communist NBC. Communist News Network, CNN. Communist Broadcasting System, CBS. The Institute for Policy Studies, Google that group and see who belongs to it. You know who's a guest speaker? Leon Pinheda. The Communist Colleges of Tax Fraud. Anything with the words world in it. Anything with the word peace in it, or peoples. Jimmy from Brooklyn says only one side is fighting, the communist side. Anything with the word activist, or communist acorns. When Stalin seized half of Europe, we gave him Poland. Communism started the takeover of the world. It is easy to do when you feed starving people and blame the rich for their suffering. When the wall came down, we thought we won. We went back to sleep. China and Russia faked a split. They sold all their obsolete armaments to Africa, Latin America, and the Middle East. And then they built new weapons of war. Now they are reuniting because they see a morally corrupt USA riddled with dope and sick sex lessons, colleges that teach deviant sex but cover up rape stats. Abortion has become a sport. Government-sponsored communist colleges now offer credits if you discredit the land of your birth. Help us, O Lord, bring us back to the home you created for us here in the USA. Unite us so we can stand together. Elect good Americans and let us do justice for all. But there's no such thing as communist justice. So what can we do to save the country? Well, step one, and the most important step, is we got to pay our bills. We can't be walking around with $19 trillion in debt. And when the next, and when this wave plus the next wave of immigrants comes in and add another $2 trillion to it, we can't do that. We got to cash up. We got to pay our bills. We got to get our money up. Yeah. So how can we do that? Reduce government's size by 80%. Reduce government spending by 80%. Reduce all taxes by 80%. No city, state, or federal taxes after 40 hours a week. Close useless agencies, the squanderers. Stop all international spending, funds, and grants. Invest in small business and expand the Buy American Act. Feed ourselves first so we can afford to feed others. No forced to join government unions. Who does a government union strike against? The taxpayer. No lobbies. They are only bribe depots. And the largest champagne contribution is $1, B-U-G-E, or Joe the Plumber. And most important, everybody is dispensable in politics. One term per termite. All welfare programs must be reduced by 80%. No government funding of universities. Big boys and big girls must pay their own big bills. Step two, bring back the draft. 1 year active duty. Step three, restructure health care so it is practical and cancel Obama Don't Care. Step four, rebuild our military using better technology so that every American is confident we have a fighting chance. Step five, drill more oil and gas so that we can become a major exporter of fuel, reducing oil prices to $40 a barrel and $2 a gallon of gas maximum. Step six, respect the spirituality of the American people. Stop the use of communist tactics to turn to paganism as the national religion. Step seven, fight amongst each other, but stand together to destroy our communist enemies. Raise American Indian appreciation and awareness and protect the Washington Redskins from the communist dividers. Step eight, America needs come first. No amnesty for illegals, but a work visa with no penalties and a road to citizenship. And that requires a signing up and a photo ID. Those trying to enter the USA must apply for legal immigration and put the 60,000 troops at Fort Hood on the border and get the Army Corps of Engineers to build the wall. Step nine, raise the minimum wage. Make the only qualification for a VA loan a DD-214. Families of military personnel serving time in prison must be entitled to veterans' benefits, including a paycheck. They were not found guilty. They are innocent. They should not have to pay that price. Step 10, the spirit of America must be reborn and practiced in all schools and sporting events. And now let's rise and sing A True Love Ways with Buddy Holly.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Okay.
Quiet, boys.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know sometimes.
Okay, we're back. And I'm just doing some research on the NFL players condemn police in Ferguson. NFL player Benjamin Watson's emotional Facebook post on Ferguson and Michael Brown goes viral. The family have roundly condemned the jury's decision, but also called for protest to the Ferguson police officer. Wasn't that something that the Times gave up his home address? The guy's got a wife and a baby. I don't know if the baby's on the way or is just born. Oh, okay, so it's not a whole team. I don't even know what team Watson plays for. So it's not a whole team. And I don't like the communists going after the Washington Redskins. They're trying to drag and control the American Indians like they control the blacks. When you see those blacks on the front lines and demonstrating, you look in the back and watch the white boys that are pulling their strings. Yeah, you don't believe that, huh? Well, here's a stat you could check out. 8 people were arrested at Ferguson in one incident. 1 was from Ferguson, 7 were from New York. And they were all white boys. So they just like to stir up the natives, man, and accomplish their goal. And their goal is the takedown of America. This is the Wall Street Grey Poupon Communists. I remember that Wall Street demonstration in New York. And the mayor gave him the run of the town. That was Mohammed Bloomingdale, the guy that wanted, that okayed an FU mosque to be built across the street from the 911 memorial. He's a little sneak. He's a bad man. Okay, I'm getting away from this. I'm not going to cater to communists. Let me see what we can make some headway. I got one for you. There's trouble in River City.
A pool table, don't you understand? Friend, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help you cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to find an ironclad lead for yourself from a 3-rail billiard shot? But just as I say, it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a balk line game, I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that swap the first big step on the road to the depths of degrade. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit. And listening to some big out-of-town Jasper, hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they set down right on a horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy setting on Dan Patch, make your blood boil, well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum, with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for fool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering. Frittering away there, noontime, supper time, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled or the screen door patched or the beach tank pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with the cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt tail young ones, peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble. Folks right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They'll be trying out Bebo, trying out Cubeb, trying out TaylorMade like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with Sam. One fine night, they leave the pool hall, heading for the dance at the armory. Libertine men and scarlet women and ragtime. Shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of the jungle, animal instinct, mass hysteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble.
Oh, trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
Where the capital T and that rhymes with P and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school.
Our children gonna have trouble.
Mothers of River City, heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz bag? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell. And so's your old man. What if so, my friends? You got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T and that rhymes with B and that stands for fool.
That stands for fool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule.
Our children gonna have trouble.
Oh, we got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15-numbered balls is the devil's tool.
Devil's tool.
Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble. Here we got trouble.
With a T.
With a capital T.
Gotta rhyme it with P.
With
P. And that stands for pool.
Don't you wish we had the trouble that they have in River City? Huh? Don't you wish that that was all the trouble we would have? Using words like swell and so's your old man. You ought to hear how women talk today. It's unbelievable, man. It's unbelievable. And that guy was the music man, played by Robert Preston. And all he wanted to do was use that tactic to get people to buy musical instruments and form a band. Now you got the Democrat Party that wants to legalize drugs. Yeah, it would be more than nicotine stains on your fingers. They want to legalize drugs so they can add it into the healthcare program and build a rehab, more rehab clinics than churches. Oh, no, I'm a free man, and I can do whatever I want. This is a free country. Could you don't put that needle in the same hole as the other heroin tracks, you know, and try and find a new spot. Yeah, look on my big toe. We're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. Okay, so having said that, if you think we're in trouble, you ought to see what's going on in England. They're cutting the throats of soldiers outside the barracks, cutting them, hacking them to pieces. Who? The Muslims. The Muslims have taken over England. So this article says, British bishop wants Prince Charles to surrender to Islam. There are plenty of Muslims in Great Britain who are pushing for the inclusion of Islam into British society. Yet the Muslims got signs in their neighborhoods with a pair of evil eyes looking out on the poster, and it says, "No dogs allowed. This is a Muslim community. Stay out." How's that? There are plenty of Muslims who are pushing for inclusion in Great Britain. They don't need any help from British political or religious authorities, but they're sure getting it. I do a bit about an interview with the Queen of England, and she's saying, do you know they want to put me in a burqa? Yeah. And she says, it's okay. It's not okay for me, but if they want to put Charles in a burqa, that's different. He plays dress up anyway. Yeah, Prince Charles's coronation. See, when his mother dies, it should be open with a reading from the Koran. That's what they want. A senior Church of England bishop said yesterday, man, I'm surprised Obama didn't spring the Koran on the swearing-in ceremony. The gesture would be a creative act of accommodation to make Muslims feel embraced by the nation. Lord Harries of Pentagarth said yesterday, do you notice how many Brits are turning up in the USA? Have you noticed that? And it's easy for them to get jobs because they got that sophisticated British accent. And as soon as a boss hires them, he raises all the prices 10% because the British are so smooth. Yeah, especially in car dealerships. It makes you feel you're buying an Opel and you think you're buying a Rolls Royce. So Lord Harries, a former bishop of Oxford and a leading liberal thinker, said he was sure Charles' coronation would give scope to leaders of non-Christian religions to give their blessing to the new king. And they're saying they want the Islamic crescent to fly over Buckingham Palace. It's unbelievable. So this is it, man. They kill you with kindness, and then they turn ugly. So some guy says, where is the Pope? They're all looking to blame the Pope. And another guy says, I too have some serious concerns about the Pope. And then another guy says, I don't trust this Pope. And another person says, yeah, he's a heretic. And then another person comes in real sweet. Jesus says, love the sinner while hating the sin. No, Jesus said something about stay away from the sissies. Yeah. Sounds like, and another guy's calling for the defrocking of the Pope. Now you heard those are like first six comments. Now, you know, the Pope has nothing to do with this. You see, the head of the Anglican Church is Prince Charles. Actually, it's Queen Elizabeth right now. And she was given that title, Defender of the Faith, by a Pope, not her, but Henry VIII. Henry VIII wrote an encyclical about atheists and those who opposed the Catholic Church. And he was a Catholic at the time. And then he published it, and the Pope gave him the title Defender of the Faith. And when they read out the titles of the kings and queens of England, they include the Defender of the Faith. Now, Henry defended the faith up until he cast a lustful eye on Anne Boleyn. And Catherine of Aragon, who was Henry's first wife, refused to give him a divorce. And the Pope would not allow him to divorce Catherine of Aragon. So he locked her up, and he married Anne Boleyn, and he declared himself Pope of England. And that's how he got around it. He pulled an Obamacare scare. Yeah. And then he seized all of the assets of the church, which people want to do today. Any day, if you visit the Vatican, you'll see New York lawyers there taking photos of all the artwork and writing down serial numbers, waiting for the big lawsuit where they can clean out the Vatican. So anyway, Henry VIII, then he wanted a second wife, so he chopped the head off he wanted a third wife, so he chopped the head off the second wife. And eventually he died of syphilis. And he's the founder of the Anglican Church. So, all these people are blaming the Pope. The Pope has nothing to do with it. The Anglican Church is entirely different. And, like I said, a lot of Brits are now jumping ship and coming to the United States, which is a smart move. Because they've lost their country. They went liberal and invited all these people in to destroy their nation. And now they can't solve the problem anymore. And so they said, you know what, we'll go to the colonies and we'll screw that country up. So you don't have to. We're on the way already. You can't make it any worse than it already is. So, having said that, we'll give you a little a salute to the Congress. Little tutti frutti.
Wah bam bloom bam 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 tutti frutti. Oh hoo, tutti frutti. Oh hoo, tutti frutti. Oh hoo, tutti frutti. Oh hoo, tutti frutti. Oh hoo. Oh wah bam bloom bam 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 bam. I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. She rocked to the east, she rocked to the west, but she's a gal that I love best. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Ooh, tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Oh, wop, bop, loom, bop, lump, bump, bum. I got a gal named David. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named David. Almost drive me crazy. She knows how to love me. Yes, indeed. Boy, you don't know what you do to me. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. 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 Wop, wop, loom, wop. Bum, got a gal named David. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named David. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Ooh, tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy.
Okay. Ferguson agitator warns USA Today. Some going to have to die. There should be bloodshed. Why don't you kill the girl that used to have the nail polish store? Why don't you kill her? She's black, and she was an entrepreneur. She was trying to get a leg up on life. And you went and burned the store to the ground. After she asked you, please don't hurt my business. I earn my living from it. But apparently you don't need the money where you're coming from. So how about all the other black merchants that had their stores burned out? Are they going to be compensated? Huh? And who's going to do that? The Democrats to get more votes? They're going to come in with write checks? Wonderful, isn't it? That cop stood alone and nobody stood with him. Nobody wanted to be seen with him. Not one person put his arm around him. He stood all alone. Stood all alone. And that's what happens. You change the national anthem to the farmer in the dell, because when it's your turn in the barrel, the cheese will stand alone. Not one person came out and supported that cop. And that Governor Nixon, he should be run out of town on a rail. He sold out, and he held back the National Guard from protecting that black girl that had the nail salon. Yeah. Let it burn, baby. Let it burn. I don't want to be chastised in the press. So, there's no severance package for Wilson. You know who else didn't get a severance package? The guy that killed Bin Laden. Yet there was a $25 million reward. You would think that he would be able to get half of that and give the other half to the Pakistani doctor that Obama left to have his feet beaten every day in prison. Can you imagine the torture that that Pakistani doctor is going through? You think he's getting tea and crumpets in a Taliban prison? Yeah, why don't we trade him for Bo Birdcall? I feel sorry for this cop. It's terrible. If you've ever been accused of something and all of a sudden your friends deserted you, you would know what he's going through. Or public opinion turned against you. You would be sick to see what he's going through. And I love it when they say he was a teenager. That guy was a full grown, with horns and a tail bully, 300 pounds. And the Indian community lived under his terror. And he used to push him around. And you see that poor Indian, 110 pound guy? He wasn't able to take care of himself. You know what he needed? He needed a cop. It is really sad. Bullies are bad news. And speaking of bullies, the bully of the Ukraine, Rasputin, the mad monk, is killing Ukrainians, and he's doing it on the QT. So my prayers tonight go out to the Ukrainian people, because I know what Stalin did to you. He murdered 12 million of you. You used to be little farmers with a little piece of land, and he took it all away, just like Obama wants to do. And when you refused to grow crops for him, he starved you out, and he made you eat your children. And that's the Communist Party. Death is a tactic of the Communist Party. So my prayers go out to you tonight, and I'm going to play Ukrainian O Holy God. I was watching a documentary today. They were doing an interview with, it was so sad looking, an old woman in Donetsk. And she was saying that she was born into war as a young person, and it looks like she's going to go out the same way. So, and she was living in a fallout shelter that was built during the Cold War. Where is your fallout shelter? Do you know where you're supposed to go in the event of a nuclear strike? Do you? I know they've got signs up for evacuation routes if there's a flood, but how about if there's a cloud? Anything? Do you know where to go? Do you know, are you going to gather all your people together and try to escape? Or are you going to just, I got a relative that's down by the World Trade Center. He says, one day my wife and I will be having breakfast and we'll look out the window and see a bright light and say goodbye to each other. And that's what he believes. So there are people in this country that believe we could take a nuclear hit. Yeah. And there are people who think it's the biggest joke that there was ever told. It is really sad. Okay. I'm almost out of time. I'm going to say goodnight. I just wanted to rile you up a little bit. And I'll go out with an Unchained Melody, the fast version. Yes, I'll go out with Unchained Melody, the fast version. You want to do the yellow balloon? What's happening here? We got a freeze. Okay, folks, I'm going to sign off. I'm going to say sayonara. And until we meet again, when the stick in the sand is equal to its shadow. Take care, folks.